Sanjay Dutt seems to be dominating the news channels and everybody's mind at this point of time. Obviously, there are two opinions to any subject, and expectedly has aroused a lot of, varied opinions. Some people stating, especially the Bollywood fraternity, that he should be given a softer treatment, or the fact that he's already suffered, gone through mental turbulence for the last 20 years, the stress and anxiety, a manifestation of the fact that he's already paid his price besides spending 18 months in jail. And then, of course, you have the other side, as it usually happens, the hardline segment, where a lot of people all over the universe, including people from the media and political parties, are saying that, the law is obviously supreme and it doesn't matter who you are, but you need to pay the price, and he's justifiably, got to go to jail. My personal view, there is absolutely no denying that there can be no distinction for the rich and the famous. Sanjay Dutt did commit, even if it was done inadvertently or through ignorance or a combination, the fact remains he erred. It could have led to serious consequences, for example, if things had gone out of control, and then he might have even faced a harsher punishment if convicted thereafter. So in a great number of ways, there is a point there. There's a flip side that, as per the law of the land that Justice Kaju is talking about, he does also have the right to appeal against it, seek a mercy petition, and hope that he will be given a pardon. That's also part of Article 161 that gives him the freedom to try and take a recourse to. So let's be honest, he has paid a huge price. There's no denying it. He's tried to rehabilitate his life. He's married again. He's got two young kids. His film career seems to be all right. And of late, he's definitely hasn't committed any misdemeanors. My compromise solution to this perhaps is, and I think will be fair in my opinion, is that he should make a request for a pardon, and while seeking it, he might even suggest that instead of another 3.5 years in jail, maybe a compromise of spending a year in jail or maybe a year and a half, whereby he still goes through the sentence and learns that you got to be responsible, and there's no such thing as being given any degree of charitable concessions just because you are a popular popular actor, or your father was an extremely well-respected social service worker besides being a politician. So I think that's a call. He should perhaps settle for a sentence which is around 1 to 1.5 years, make a request, and hope for the best. I guess the name Sanjay by itself has always been a problem. Magical, mysterious, and full of all kinds of dynamics that is so obvious for all to see. See you later.